Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one of them can be taken to the next stage, where it will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle in her father's absence. I'm Joel, a man who puts the flex in flexible mortgage rates, and across from me is John Harris, the poshest man I know, and therefore most likely to attend the royal wedding. And joining us today is the amazing Gabriel Obulu, podcaster and comedian. Fellow podcaster, I should say.
Yes, fellow podcaster and comedian.
How's it going, man?
It's going all right.
Yeah?
It's a nice day.
It is a nice studio.
I'm taken aback by your lovely microphones.
The microphones are nice. It's already getting pretty hot in here.
It is very warm. Yeah.
Normally what we do after each film is remove an item of clothing, which you're fine with.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Cool.
I was expecting that, to be honest.
Which is why you didn't wear any pants.
That's great. That's why I'm naked from the waist down right now.
Right, we're going to pitch some films. John, start us off.
What about this one from James? Michael Jordan is employed by NASA to harvest fruit on Mars, and he creates Space Jam.
It's good. That's kind of where you're going to be at for the next 25 minutes.
Is it fantastic time?
Yeah. Yes.
I liked how that's the lead up to that was just so much, and we all knew it was where I'm going. Even when we got there, I was like, yeah, that was worth it. So as far as like Michael Jordan...
What sort of fruit is there on Mars? Well,
yeah. I said, let's unpick this.
Yeah. Space fruit. What?
Good, fine. How much does Michael Jordan know about the production of Jam? And does he need someone like Jeremy Corbyn to go along with him to help him out?
So my main knowledge of Jam is 50% fruit to sugar, and it gets really hot. And
is that literally all Jam is?
Yeah.
It's just 50-50
fruit and sugar. And then you boil it. So it's like a
Jam before?
My grandmother makes jam.
Oh, yeah, that's a very grandmother
sort of
thing.
It's apricot. It's a dying art. Apricot jam.
Yeah, lots of it.
Cool. So, what sort of knowledge has grandma got of Mars? The surface of Mars?
Or Michael Jordan?
Or Michael Jordan?
I'm not sure her basketball or baseball.
More just baskets that she's into.
He did play baseball for like a year, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He tried to.
He played golf as well, right? Is that right?
I'm not sure about that.
No, baseball was a thing because he was like Michael Jordan. Then he went to the Wizards. I have no idea why I know so much about this guy. I hate sports, but I know that he was at the Bulls. Then he went to the Wizards. Then he played baseball.
Mm.
No golf.
Maybe he plays golf.
He just plays golf.
He just loves golf.
I don't know why I have a lot of Michael Jordan knowledge.
I'm quite into the idea of sports stars being so confident in them just being good at sport.
they just go to another sport.
It's like the last 5 years, Usain Bolt's demanded that he plays for Man United. Like in the press on like an almost monthly basis, he's like, still waiting for that trial at Man United.
I mean, we get you quick, mate. But do you think that's one that could fit though? Because like he can run really, just be on the wing, run really fast.
Yeah.
Right. But then from the difference between baseball and basketball are so far. I'm really good at basketball, so I'm now going to play a completely different sport and be awesome at it. And apparently he was shit, right? And then just quit after a year.
Yeah. People don't really talk about that period of his life, but they should do more.
Doesn't the opening sequence of Space Jam play, like, pastiche the, like, fact that he was a baseball player for a bit? I don't know.
I can't remember Space Jam that well.
In our version of Space Jam, where Michael Jordan is making jam, are the Looney Tunes?
Yes.
Are they involved?
Yeah. Are you saying yes, it's the Looney Tunes, or yes, they're involved? Because you really preempted the question.
I did, yeah. I think it's both. Because were you asking, like, were the Looney Tunes in the original Space Jam?
No, yeah, I was just checking it was Looney Tunes or not other animated characters. It's definitely Looney Tunes.
Yeah, it's Looney Tunes, yeah.
Cool.
In the film Martian, the Matt Damon film, doesn't he basically
He
makes potatoes, right, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure potato jam would be
50%
very
50% potato, 50% sugar.
No one's done it yet.
No one's done it, yeah.
And whilst we're on the subject of jam, the band Pearl Jam, Gabriel's a music man. Mm-hmm. Pearl Jam.
That is tenuous, mate.
Yeah. Wait.
These links are great.
The Jam.
I mean, this is about to get really, really... really R-rated.
Looney Tunes, but tunes,
Pearl Jam,
music.
No, Pearl Jam is like a euphemism for...
What's it? A euphemism
for semen.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's like pearlescent jam.
I thought you knew your music.
Pearl Jam were named after jizz, though. I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
Jar of Jizz. That was their working title. That was their name before they called themselves
Jar of Jizz. That could be the first album. Yeah. They're like, no, let's call it something else. So, okay, because I know the Pearl Necklace thing.
Yeah. Yep.
But then, I never thought about their name, but now, I can't enjoy Pearl Jam anymore.
You know the film, The Girl with the Pearl Earring?
Oh, yeah,
it's about a very accurate bit of jizz. I can't think of other pearls in popular culture.
No, we're moving on. What about this one from Tim? School of Ragnarok.
Cool, okay.
So the most recent Thor film, Ragnarok,
yeah.
School of Rock, Jack Black.
Yeah. Now, Jack Black as superhero seems pretty good. I'll be into that.
So he says, MCU prequel where Jack Black must teach teenage superheroes the ancient art of face-melting guitar solos. He's also suggested a band, but I feel like I'd like for us to work out what superhero would play what instrument in a band.
Mm. Who's your front man?
I guess Captain America. I'm not very knowledgeable with the Marvel films. I've still yet to see the one everyone's talking about. Was it Infinity Wars?
Yes.
No interest.
You don't care for it?
I like the Guardians of the Galaxy films.
Yeah.
But as far as superhero movies go, it's just like they're fucking too long and there's too many of them.
Yeah.
Because it was good. I remember when Spider-Man came out, the first Tobey Maguire one, I lost my shit. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But now we're in an area where it's too much superhero movies.
So Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Bass,
right? I feel like he's got a good sense of rhythm.
Can
you know
hold
what I mean?
The bass? He's quite a small man. Ukulele.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking like Baby Groot from fine. Ukulele. On the ukulele. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I feel like he would just grow a ukulele out of one of his arms.
That's true. Save on the ukulele buying. So who would be the front man?
I feel like Thor.
What kind of band is this if there's a ukulele?
There's a ukulele, yeah. So we're already on
the... It's like the polyphonic spree. There's so many people in the Avengers that it needs to be like a polyphonic spree or... Goldie looking chains style ensemble.
Or like a rap crew.
Or like a rap crew, yeah. Isn't this interesting that I had to search my mind for a rap crew and you're sat there in a Wu-Tang t-shirt
and I
said Goldie looking chain. What do you think of me right now?
I just no wrong to
Joel's, Joel's second thought was Blazing Squad before he went to Wu-Tang.
I was actually thinking of Big Brothers.
Yeah. What kind of music are you into?
Mostly Big Brothers and
I actually
quite like hip hop. I was just I was clearly going for a comedic thing with Goldie Looking Chain. It would have been too obvious to suggest
Wu-Tang
or Tribe or someone. I'm worried about saying I like all music because I do, but I feel like you really like all music and have a deep knowledge.
Yes, yes, I know. So I'm one of those annoying people that say I've got a very eclectic taste in music, but there's some stuff I don't like.
What don't you like?
A lot of jazz.
Yeah,
there's too much jazz in the world.
Just generally,
yeah, and a lot of
similar
it,
to Marvel films, jazz.
Yeah. Marvel films and jazz have got a thing in common. I feel like I'm turning this into my podcast. Let's talk about this.
That was amazing how you did that.
I did, yeah.
Just, sorry, what sort of music are you into?
What's your second track, Joel?
It was like a spotlight on me as soon as you said that.
Yeah,
do you want one from me?
I still kind of want to just quickly fill out the band. I think Captain America is a great idea for fun man, very charismatic.
Mm. No, but I feel like there'd be too many egos in this band because all of them want to be a front man. Isn't that kind of like the central tenet of the films?
Him and Iron Man will be arguing all the time.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Doctor Strange on synth.
Scarlett Johansson would be a great front person for a band, I feel. And then obviously Hulk on drums.
Oh, that makes sense.
The reason we didn't say that is because it was so obvious.
Everyone's thinking
streaks ahead. So Mark's been in touch, Gabriel.
Mark.
A little while ago, I pitched the film Transit Van Helsing. Yeah, it's pretty good, mate. Thank you very much.
That's fucking great.
there actually isn't anyone called Mark. I just wanted to show off. No, he said that he actually thinks I missed a trick, and he's got two more for me.
Okay.
We need to figure out Caravan Helsing.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with that, or do you want the second one as well?
No,
the second one's similar. It's Ice Cream Van Helsing.
I like Ice Cream.
It's basically a van trilogy.
Yeah.
So you've got Transit Van Helsing, Caravan Helsing, and the Ice Cream Van Helsing. Now, I think Ice Cream Van Helsing is pretty self-explanatory. He just travels around sort of like with some sort of garlic-flavoured ice cream.
But wait, the original Van Helsing was the vampire, right?
No, he's a vampire slayer.
So
vampire
Dracula's slayer. The vampire, and Van Helsing's the guy that's trying to kill him.
Okay, yes, I remember that. That's Hugh Jackman, right?
Was
I think in the original 1880s book by Bram Stoker, Hugh Jackman is the role of Van Helsing.
Okay, so he's selling ice creams to vampires or to other vampire hunters. What's the
immediate issue here?
Yeah,
ice cream vans only go out in the sun. Vampires never go out.
Well, then it's the perfect cover. Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe
it's like a food van.
Food Van Helsing. Burger Van Helsing.
Yeah, we're back.
Ah, and they love their burgers, like, rare, super rare. Oh,
okay.
So he makes the rarest burgers in all of Transylvania.
Garlic cloves in the centre.
And he's stuck a load of garlic cloves in the middle.
It's win-win because it kills vampires and non-vampires get a delicious treat.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's a level of cuisine you wouldn't normally get at a burger van just for a punter because there's, like, the additional garlic and there's some real care in there.
Now, I don't know whether it's because of too many, like, 90s noughties films, but I'd imagine vampires listen to like really horrible techno music and go to clubs that make that music. So
they always do in the movies, right? Yeah. They're like those sort of,
yeah.
It's like Blade and stuff, isn't it? That kind of gives me that idea. So I assume it's like next to the kebab stall outside one of those trance music clubs.
That's a good idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The question that came to my mind, is it the same Van Helsing for each of these vans? Or different.
Just
a crew of people who own vans.
Vans and hate vampires.
Yeah, like a goldy looking chain of van owners.
Why not?
What about this one from Stu? Ready, steady, cook, player one.
It's a good pun. It's a strong pun, Gabriel. How much do you know about either of those formats?
Ready, steady, cook, was that Ainsley Harriott?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like, I remember vaguely. Those green peppers and red peppers.
Tomatoes.
And you have to vote.
Yeah, green tomatoes.
Wow. the shit you remember. I don't know why I know that. And Ready Player One is this new film by that guy who made all those films.
Spielberg.
Famous man.
Amazing that Ainsley Harriott, straight
that
front
is,
and
center. That is weird.
But Steven Spielberg. Who's that guy?
I've good knowledge of Ready Steady Cook. No knowledge of Steven Spielberg's films.
So Ready Player One is just like a whole VR fantasy thing, right? They're kids, they live in like the slums, but they escape to a fantasy world at night where they can, you know, make, I don't know, bitcoins and run around in fake cars.
I think I saw the trailer and there's like a contest, right? And have you seen the film?
I haven't. It's a contest for, and I swear this is a concept that has been done before, but so it's a contest where you basically inherit the place they all go to from the original creator because he's passed away. And so if you complete a contest or like find the treasure, basically you become the owner. And so I believe like generic evil corporate have set up loads of amazing players to try and win it for them. And then obviously some plucky upstart, he's going to win it, obviously.
So I guess in this film it would just be VR cooking in the carrier.
And what the beauty of this film is, it's 2.5 hours long and not until the last 30 seconds you know it was VR the whole time. It just looks like the day recording episode of Ready Steady Cook.
When they're finished, they just take off the goggles.
Yeah.
And then one of them gets to, and then Ainsley Harriott passes on the format of Ready Steady Cook.
What is Ainsley Harriott doing?
I think don't you worry about Ainsley Harriott, mate. He's all right. He's got a lot of products on the go. I think.
Does he?
Yeah. And he pops up in ads, doesn't he?
Well, recently there was that Good Morning Britain. It was one of the breakfast TV shows where this poor old lady had won a contest, and they were like making over a house. It's like it went like a little bit viral on Twitter, and it's this poor old lady, and one of the presenters who kind of goes out and does the roaming stuff, I think her name's Alison. She came in and was very, being very like kind of in her face and quite and you could see she was a little bit scared about it. And she was like, come on in, guys, we've got a new TV, we've got all this. And she looks terrified, and they're bringing in this new flat screen telly for this old lady who's just completely confused by the whole thing. And it ends with, just out of the blue, Ainsley Harriott just comes through the front door and goes, why, hello, Jill.
What is he? Does he cook for them? What is he?
He's their living chef now. Yeah? Part of the prize. Every morning. Why, hello, Jill. She's not left her bedroom in 6 months.
That is the film.
It's a horror film.
It's a horror film of Ainsley Harriott.
Yeah, it's like the Shining, right?
Or like Prisoners or something. It's just like, yeah. Because that would be quite scary if you... Because imagine, so you want to win the stuff, right? But then it's too intense for you. And then you've got to live and cook. You've got a TV that's taking over. You don't know what's going on. Just locked in your room trying to escape Ainsley Harriott. Cooking you eggs and shit. Bad old shit.
You mentioned Prisoners there. I watched that the other day for the first time.
So there's quite a few films called Prisoners. So which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's a great movie.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Paul Dano.
He's great.
He plays a great creep, doesn't he, Paul
Dano?
Yeah,
he's such a good creep.
He is, yeah.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? No, it doesn't.
Just good acting. But yeah, that's a really good film. I need to watch that again. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix now,
watch that again.
Really loved that movie.
Mm. What about this one from John, not me, without an H? Eat, Sleep, Pray, Love. So that's a play on Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat.
All right, yeah.
Eat, Pray, Love.
I went to a restaurant from Eat, Pray, Love.
Ooh, so. Someone's doing all right.
What is Eat, Pray, Love? That's a book, right?
It's like a self-help book.
Yeah,
it was really made big. Into a film with Julia Roberts.
I retain shit. The things that I retain, like Ainsley Harriott. I've never seen this film, but I know about it. So the book is like a self-help book.
Yeah, but she just sort of. I mean, it's a self-help book in that if you've got enough money to travel around the world eating in the best restaurants, then then you know your mental health has just improved tenfold. Yeah. So find yourself at this host of Michelin-style restaurant. But there's a pizzeria in Naples, which is one of the first, which is actually amazing. It's like €4 a pizza or whatever. I've waited for about 2 hours to get in there, and it was sensational.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Does it
say... Do you want to hear my little pizza fact?
Yeah.
So the pizza was invented in Naples, mm-hmm. the margherita pizza. There was a queen at the time, Queen Marguerite, and a local baker wanted to make something to impress her when she came to visit. So he made a pizza with tomato, which is red, mozzarella, which is white, and basil, which is green, for the colours of the Italian flag to present to her. And that was the first pizza.
Ah,
that's fascinating.
That's pretty good stuff, right?
Yeah.
So at the very least, you'll come away from this podcast with that bit of knowledge.
I'm going to tell someone else that and just pretend that I knew that.
Walk out and go, did you know Ainsley Harriott made the first pizza for a queen?
For Julia Roberts, I think.
Eat, play, pray, love, repeat. It just sounds like that world tour of restaurants will never end.
Mm.
Do you think?
It sounds great.
It's a horror movie. It's a horror movie.
Oh, well, she has to like eat herself to death.
Do you know that? Have you seen Seven?
Yes.
Remember the first crime with the guy who was forced to eat?
Oh, man.
That's basically that movie that he just
Eat, pray, love, repeat. That's no, Eat, pray, love, repeat.
It's just one scene from Seven repeated over and over again. Oh,
no, man. It's that you get to see how he got into that state.
Oh, God, yeah. That's the film.
Yeah, well, you keep turning our everyday circumstances into horror films.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so we're going to do our own pitches now. So okay. You've had the listeners, but now it's like the cream rising to the top. I actually, normally I'll just have a terrible pun, but I've gone for more of, and this seems right up your street, as you manage to transform everything into quite a horrifying scenario.
Yes, I have.
So, I don't know if you heard, but there was a whole scandal at the Cannes Film Festival this week. So there's Lars von Trier made a film that's pretty gross and like thematically apparently not great. Mm. There's like a guy, it's called The House That Jack Built. Not to be confused with a similar sounding Groove Armada song. This is The House That Jack Built. Lars von Trier style. And there was like a serial killer, killed some kids, not great. And a lot of people walked out.
Like 100, right?
Yeah, but here's my pitch to you. Mm. A film where everyone walks out. What would you have to put on screen to make everyone in an audience of film critics leave?
I don't know, man.
What's the worst thing you can think of? Oh,
let's not open that.
It's a can of worms, right? Yeah, yeah.
Because have you seen, what's that fucking film where they attached each other by the what's it called?
Human Centipede.
Have you seen that film?
No. Do I need to see it?
No, you get the idea. It's fucking horror. I don't know why I watched it. I was like, depressed afterwards. But yeah, so like, if you... They left a lot of stuff out from that film, of like as far as making the centipede. I think if you got in depth of how, then that's going to make people walk out. I think,
The deleted scenes from the human deleted centipede. Scenes,
the cutting room floor of the human centipede.
Yeah, it's really fucking grim. Yeah, it's really bad.
How does it end?
If I remember correctly, it ends. So they try to escape. I think they try to escape.
As one.
Yeah.
Oh man,
and
that's
like,
sad.
I remember them crawling on like glass and shit. One of them died. I can't remember, but it's just, I can't remember if they escape or not, because I know there's two and three.
Yeah,
but I think they escape. I think so.
Do they wear, in order to get out, do they wear one big long coat?
Try and get to the movie.
Yeah. First stop. What have we missed?
So let's just say so there's three centipedes. So let's just say we
were a human centipede. There's a very important question now, which is, what order are we in?
Okay, well,
no.
What's the best one to be at the front, right? But then
yes. There's not even. Why are you even debating that in your mind?
No, because wait, if you're
the last one's the worst.
The last one's the worst. You haven't even got the satisfaction.
All of the shit, because that's the thing.
Regurgitated shit.
So they wouldn't be in the front, right? But then, so the point I was trying to make though is, we all escape.
Yep. As one, and just for the listen, get a mental image of this. As our guest, you're at the front.
Okay, thank
you. Okay.
I'll be second, and John's at the back.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, John. Right. So let's just say we escape. What's the first thing that we do?
So this is it now. We've accepted that this is our fate. Wait, or would we go to a hospital?
So what's the first thing? Okay, so
we're trying to get to the hospital game. Is like, wait a second, let's go to the movies.
I guess the first stop would be the hospital, then to detach
us.
But then, are we like friends for life at that point?
Probably after what we've seen.
You haven't seen much. It's more in case what you've eaten. I think you are friends for life. I think there'd be a WhatsApp group.
What would it be called? The WhatsApp group?
Centipede crew.
It would be something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a bond that cannot be broken, being part of a centipede.
But I am interested in if, in theory, we were attached and we couldn't go to the hospital. Like, what happens? We need to get a train? Do we buy one ticket?
This could be one. That's one ticket, man.
Imagine the conductor trying to charge you for three. You'd be like, come on.
You know what we've been through enough.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
That'd be
joint bank account? Is it a joint bank account situation?
I smell a sitcom.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we'd live together. I reckon there'd be like a fireman's pole in our house.
How would you get around?
Yeah.
Can't really socialise.
No, dating's gonna be a problem.
You would literally hold all the cards, Gabriel, as the guy at the front. Like, what do we want for dinner?
The answer to your question is, what do we do? Whatever you want us to do, mate.
Just walks in the park.
Yeah, what do you want for dinner? Just anything.
Well, I mean, anything I have for dinner, I'm gonna enjoy it. You're gonna taste stuff.
I think we thoroughly disgusted the critics at Cannes with that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Sitcom
with our
about
documentary.
Us.
Do you think you're going to watch it though? This Lars von Trier film.
Oh, that's the thing, isn't it?
I watched the trailer and it looked interesting. Then I read an article today and I was like, oh, maybe not, because the details in it were like, oh yeah, he's just killing women for fun for no reason, which is bad and sad and annoying. But the trailer looked really interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I'd want to pay to watch that, but.
It's like when they used to ban music from the radio, right? Everyone goes out and buys that record because It makes it exciting.
Because I thought it was just like fake black publicity. Because like, yeah, if you say, "Oh, my film's so like horrible," 100 yeah. people walked out. You know, I want to fucking see it. I went to when I saw the news, I watched the trailer straight away. Mm. But yeah, I don't know.
Gabriel suggesting that Lars von Trier hired 100 actors to sit in that cinema yeah. and walk out.
That's not a bad idea.
That is actually a really good idea.
Mm, great marketing. Like
yeah, it's like when I was younger, the one of the famous ones was Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh yeah,
because, like, Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, because the rumors were
sequel to Cannibal Run.
Actually, it's not a rumor. So what actually happened was the director tried to make something like it was almost like a documentary like level of filming. So it was like pre Blair Witch, but it was that kind of like level of filming. And apparently the gore was so realistic. And what he did was he hired these actors and he basically said, "I'll pay you, but you can't take any acting work for a few years afterwards because people are going to genuinely think you've died." And then apparently they took him to court about it, and then they had to show how all the effects were done and take all these people out of hiding to prove that he hadn't killed them all. And even if that's not true, that story is so great that it makes you want to watch that film.
Wasn't a Serbian film a big one that everyone talked about a few years ago? Like a snuff movie or something?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I've heard about why it's so grotesque, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's about a porn star who takes one more job, and it gets more and more and more and more and more extreme as he goes on and takes it to the extreme.
So he gets his knob chopped off.
Is that your idea of the worst thing that could happen?
I mean, it's one of the worst ones.
I mean, even the human centipede situation, I'm still all together. Just not mentally.
The final sequence to ensure that all 100 critics leave the cinema is Joel's knob gets chopped off.
There's just one critic still there really enjoying it. Fuck. Right, let's do yours and then let's get out of here.
Tinker Tailor, Small Soldiers, Spy.
I love Small Soldiers.
Oh, I like this. I like that. That's good.
I just wanted to talk about Small Soldiers.
It's a fucking great movie, though.
Small Soldiers is such a good movie. Mm.
It's on like ITV2 at least 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And I watch it at least once.
When Hot Fuzz isn't on ITV2, it's generally Small Soldiers.
I've never seen Hot Fuzz.
Mate!
It's never a great seen film.
It. It's a really good film.
Yeah,
it's Hot Fuzz, Small Soldiers, a random James Bond film.
Yeah.
That's ITV. That's all they do.
ITV2. It's amazing. Right. And Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is all about espionage and people talking in rooms. Gary Oldman's in it.
Yeah.
But imagine if one of the spies...
was one of the Small Soldiers. Toy. He'd be so good at infiltrating specifically Toys R Us.
I like this movie.
So Toys R Us, guys, so it just all happened in my brain, so sit back, strap in.
I'm strapped.
Toys R Us is in a lot of trouble at the moment.
It's gone into
administration. A foil company, like a Russian oligarch, buys Toys R Us as a cover for some seedy operations, and he's using the stores around the UK to distribute drugs or something else. Now, the spies know this is going on, but they're so good spies at blending in. But the one place they can't blend in is a toy shop.
That's true. That's
because you can see them a mile off. The Big Mac, the newspaper with the holes in it. Like, they're so clear.
Shouldn't be dressed like that in a toy shop.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Interesting that their uniforms are the same. Uniforms. Anyway, so they're having no luck infiltrating Toys R Us, because as soon as one of them walks in, they all know it. They start acting normal. You know, all of the seedy goings on quickly hidden away. So they recruit one of the small soldiers from the film Small Soldiers to hide on the shelves until nightfall, where he can see what's going on.
I like it a lot.
That's fucking great.
And they're hiding the drugs inside toys.
And they try and hide some in him. and he's so committed to the job that he doesn't react until they're off camera. And
he's like a drugs mule.
But then there has to be a scene where like they hide drugs in him and he gets really, really high and enjoys it for a bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's like, "No, I've got a job to do." And then he goes back to like... trying to figure it out. That's a fucking great movie.
That is a great movie.
That's just a good...
I'll be honest with you, John, I think that's the winner this week.
Yes!
That brings us to the end. Gabriel, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun.
That was good fun.
That was a lot of fun.
So earlier, we kind of covered it, because I wanted to talk about the podcast. I'm really enjoying listening to it.
Thank you.
So, Three Tracks Podcast, you get a guest on, and they select three songs... Mm. Kind of that define them, I guess, as a listener.
I try to keep it vague so they can pick what they want, but it's basically just I say three of your favourite songs so you can pick anything you want. And yeah, so I talk to musicians, comedians, writers, and they go through the horrible task of picking only three songs. They like, every single person fucking hates doing it, but they hate picking the songs, I mean, but when they actually do it, it's a lot of fun. And I don't make it like we can only talk about these three songs. We always talk about music in general as well, but yeah, I make it anchor it down to three. because that way you're going to pick, you know, songs that mean a lot to you.
Yeah, definitely.
And that you can talk about.
What's amazing is that you had so you've had like James Acaster on, and you've had like Nish Kumar recently. You did a special episode, a live episode about Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And obviously, and your knowledge on the music that people select is amazing, even if it's like Kendrick Lamar, or when you had Ed Gamble on and he was mostly picking kind of metal music.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask, but you kind of covered it. Are there any genres of music where you'd be out of your depth a bit?
I mean, no. I mean, I know the base of like heavy metal, for example, because it's such a vast genre.
Mm.
Like, I know the base level of it. I know some sort of underground stuff with it, but I don't know. I think jazz, because it depends how deep you go. On the surface of jazz, you can be like, oh, Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, all these guys. Heavy metal is the same thing. But I know most genres, but like, I'm not sure if I can pinpoint one that I don't. I'm sure when it comes up, I'll know. But the basic genres like hip hop, rock, rap. I know a surprising amount about them. And Ainsley Harriott.
Have you heard Nick Knowles' album?
Nick Knowles? Oh, this is the guy.
This guy is. There you go. I found your weak spot, mate.
No, wait. So he's from... Was he Changing Rooms, or was he...
D-O-I-S-O-S.
Yeah, D-O-I-S-O-S. And he's got an album.
Mate.
Put it
on your way home. I would argue you know nothing about music until you've heard that album.
Okay. But are all the songs just like about painting and shit, or is it like actual songs?
They're just amazing covers.
Redecorate my heart.
Yeah. That would be a good money
that
spinner.
Yeah, that would, wouldn't it?
And you've got a live show on the 4th of June at the Camden Head.
I do, yes. I'll be announcing the guests soon, but yeah, it should be fun.
Excited.
Awesome. Yes. So I guess follow 3-Track Podcast on Twitter to find out more.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter as well, at Gabriel Abulu, EBULUE, and yeah, that's where you'll find all the stuff.
Awesome.
You need to know about the podcast, etc., etc.
Amazing, Gabriel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we know it's the end, because there's a at the studio door, and who's that coming in, John? It's Ainsley Harriott, of course it's Ainsley Harriott.
Hello, Jill!
Gabriel was great.
What a nice man.
He's such a nice dude.
People are nice, I think, fundamentally, if they agree to go on a weird podcast.
Yeah, they're going to be nice. Or they'll murder us, in which case the listener will never know.
Yeah. So far, our track record, as you can tell from the fact we're not dead,
mm-hmm.
Great people. Gabriel.
But maybe when we have them on a second time, we'll be lulled into that false sense of security. That's when the murder happens.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think Jeffrey Dahmer won a lot of podcasts.
Something's been annoying me, Joel.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I'll pay you back.
People on Twitter. Have you been on it recently?
Twitter?
Yeah. It's where the Dream Factory Pod account is, if you want to suggest a film, actually.
Are you saying that to me, or are you saying that to the listener?
What listener, Joel? So on Twitter, and then people... People can't just, like, retweet a funny thing or, like, post a funny thing. They have to do a comment.
Yeah.
But it has to be, like... It can't just be like, I found this video funny. Granted, that would be pathetic. Don't tweet a funny video. Yeah.
That's like a grandparent getting hold of Twitter.
I found it. Yeah, with two kisses at the end of the tweet. There's lots of people, there's a trend of people claiming to be screaming whilst watching funny videos.
Screaming, yeah. Screaming. Screaming.
I'm screaming! I don't know if they can even tell what they're watching through the screams.
What would have to happen for you to make the noise that I just made? And how do you feel about my scream? And are you worried about people in the buildings next to us and what they think is going on?
Yeah. Well, the scream came from the attempted to be soundproofed room. Doctor. Officer is the right word. Yeah, I'd be concerned. Mm. And then there's also another one. Can't breathe. People can't breathe. When they see a funny thing on the internet.
I was doing that as well. It's not as easy to convey that with sound.
Have you ever, like, if you're on, like, the bus or something, and there's just someone collapsed in the aisle, you just saw some sick memes.
Must be some great content.
finally, in my John is old and trying to understand Twitter, an old man in a younger man's body, not a young man's, a younger man's body,
an old man in a different man's body.
So someone will do a thing that's like mildly amusing, like making the Hulk in a sequence from the Avengers Shrek. right?
Yep.
And then that's funny.
Yeah,
right?
That is quite funny.
But then someone will post it with, who did this?
Yeah, yeah, I know. That people always want to know who did things. But I'll let you in a secret there.
Yeah?
They don't want to know who did it.
What?
They don't want to know who did it.
I would like...
That's actually the thing they care least about.
So I would like to set up an account called at who really did this.
Oh,
and I
good.
Just go on Twitter and find those and then just source the clips.
Well, yeah, that was and
made
reply.
By, yeah, that was made by at James123.
Yeah, he really did this. That's good. Well done,
you're
mate.
Welcome.
That's a good use of your time.
And everyone listening at this point in the time in the podcast, like no exceptions. I don't want any exceptions. Like when we told people to put, you know, Kanye West lyrics next to a picture of a mop. I want no exceptions this week. Everyone, when we drop the latest episode, I'll put a tweet up with a video.
Yeah.
And you have to retweet it. With, who did this?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.